You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is a very interesting email. I want to read to you guys an answer. Robert from Boise, Idaho writes, Doctor, I'm getting married over the weekend and we'll be going on our honeymoon right after the ceremony. Although it's not my first time, it's hers. She is a virgin and she was showing some apprehension about the wedding night. What suggestions can you make to allow the experience to be easy for her? She does not have a gynecologist because she's never been sexually active. This is a tough one. That's a tough one. I mean, obviously people have been able to, you know, get through this century after century. So I'm sure you will, Robert. But I mean, I think that's really, really cool that you're being sensitive to that. Okay. You know, I mean, there are a lot of wedding night blunders that people don't like to talk about. Okay. The wedding night is supposed to be the most exciting night and exciting, especially for couples that have never been with each other. So that could be exciting. But also there's a lot of apprehension, a lot of concern that there could be disappointment. Okay, I mean, you know, in many cultures, right, the wedding night would happen, somebody would bleed while she was sitting there crying and kind of scared and not really liking it and embarrassed. The sheet gets taken out and everybody gets to see the sheet. So then there's proof that the marriage was consummated. And I mean, it's, you know, wedding nights used to not be very, very fun, you know, for both parties. And so a lot of women have tried to train each other on the whole wedding night and how to, you know, I mean, I remember me and my sister, we were freaking out that we would get our periods on our wedding day. We didn't realize that you could take birth control and manipulate it. Okay. And I still didn't realize till after my wedding. And lo and behold, on my wedding day, I get my period. Yeah, that really sucked, especially since I was trying to wear white. But you want to know what's good about that is because I didn't wear a white wedding dress, right? Everybody thought it wasn't because of my period. It was because I might have been slutty at some point in my life. So that was really, really cool. Nobody knew I had my period. So that was really nice. Anyway, okay, let's move on. But, okay, so first and foremost, okay, if you guys are going on a honeymoon, okay, and you are going away, take the pressure off that everything has to happen on the wedding night. Okay, and I'm not saying lie to her or anything like that. But if there's all this pressure, because, you know, keep in mind, a wedding in and of itself is pressure. The reason why a lot of women cry at the wedding, right, it's not because they're happy. It's because preparing for the wedding and preparing for, I mean, and, you know, dealing with all the family and all the BS and the money, that finally it is just a relief. So, mind you, she's going to want to kind of relax on the honeymoon. So then what you need to do is you need to take that momentum and go with it. The honeymoon should be a time of relaxation, okay? So make sure it's not a honeymoon with the in-laws. Make sure you don't have to have 7 connecting flights. Okay, you know, I see that. People will pick someplace esoteric. Now, we didn't have that much money, so we didn't have to go anywhere esoteric. It was great. We found a great deal to Cancun. So I think we only had to take 1 connecting flight, and we were there. It was really, really easy. We had an all-inclusive hotel. They had a great honeymoon rate. It was a new hotel. We got a really inexpensive deal because we didn't have money. The money was spent on the wedding, and I was still in school making a buck and a half. No, I was in medical school, so I wasn't even making any income. I was borrowing money, so it was tough. So you don't want your wedding night to be after 3 connecting flights, okay? And I think a lot of people feel the pressure that they have to have sex on their wedding night, all right? Well, no wonder a lot of people aren't liking it. It's not the best sex. The wedding night never really seems to be the best sex. You notice that? People always say something else was the best sex, right? The best sex. Also, conceiving. A lot of people don't think the conception was the best sex either. right? Because like, no, you need to wash first. No, I got to go to the bathroom first. I'm not allowed to pee. No, I have to be on my back. No other positions, right? You know, everybody tries to glorify certain sorts of, I don't remember how. I kind of remember roughly the night we conceived my kids, but I don't think there was anything really special about it. You know, I mean, there was no, I don't know, romantic music, nothing like that. You know, I don't think anybody showered or took off their socks like, you know, they're supposed to. So it was just normal, whatever. So my first suggestion is take the pressure off, ooh, it being the wedding night. Okay? All right? There are lots of things you can do. And again, I got to be very careful because this is supposed to be a family show. But there are a lot of things you could do to slowly get the area ready before actual act that could possibly hurt. Okay? You also want to make sure she's in the mood. Now, there are some women that can't. It's very painful. And there's certain vaginal disorders, and there's many people who have unfortunately never consummated their marriage as a result. If you have a person or a mate who you think is going to have difficulty, a lot of difficulty, then you should get them set up with a gynecologist. The gynecologist is not just for birth control. The gynecologist is extremely useful for a variety of things. Okay, even above the waist. So meeting with the gynecologist before you guys go on your wedding night is a great thing to do. Now, I'm not saying she has to have a vaginal exam or anything like that, but I think some discussion about the anatomy, some discussion about things to do, certain lubricants that you could bring and use. You know, a lot of people, they go on the honeymoon, they pack all these sex toys and whips. Don't be doing that, okay, with the person who's kind of their first time, okay? You want to just very kind of unthreatening. You want it very, you don't want to think that there's going to be any pain or any sort of animal sounds, any sort of photography, okay? Just, you know, act like it's just going to be about you and her. And whether something happens with certain body parts, great. If it doesn't, not a big deal. It's about being intimate. And then there are other ways to stimulate that don't involve certain very sensitive parts until she's ready. And again, I'm not a sex therapist, but this is what we do when we talk about how to prepare couples for the wedding night. Now, mostly, this is a conversation you don't see anymore because most of these kids have had sex more often than I have, and for me to lecture them on sex is kind of preposterous because, you know, they had sex 5 times that day. But it's a very good subject, and I'm glad you brought that up. Good luck, and congratulations on your upcoming nuptials. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Oh my gosh, I gotta tell you guys, I am addicted to Candy Crush. I mean, here I am complaining that these kids are on video games all the time and they're playing video games, and I think it's stupid because we have everything else in life right now that they should be enjoying. They should, you know, we got the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and all this cool stuff out there, and what are people doing playing video games? And then all of a sudden, I am being introduced to something called Candy Crush. I heard some of you guys talk about it, and I didn't want to order it because, again, I didn't want to pay. I don't like to buy my apps. All the apps I buy have to be for free. And I understand if the TV show ever goes, there could be an app, and who knows if there's going to be a cost associated with it. I hope not, because I don't buy apps. I just don't. It's all about the free apps. But I got to tell you, man, this Candy Crush app is so addicting. And the funny thing is it doesn't make you want candy. They're just these little things that look like candies that I guess you have to line up into these different lines. And it is just so addictive because there's a lot of, I'm looking at it psychologically, how you get the little bouncing around with the colors and you get the little splashes, etc. And it's brilliantly done. And you always feel like a winner even when you lose. And, of course, it's free. So I apologize if I ever start the show late. It's because I'm actually candy crushing. I mean, I really haven't found the need to go to the bathroom as much ever since I have candy crush. Now, we have talked about games that we use when you're on the toilet. What games? Remember, we did a segment a while back on what games help you poop. Right? Like a lot of you will do, one of you had said you like the casino games. See, I don't do the casino games because, I mean, I live in Vegas. The casino to me is kind of boring. So I'm not really big on casino games, so that wouldn't be me. But we talked about solitaire, free cell. Some of you play, but this Candy Crush I would not recommend as a good game to go potty with because you're like, oh, no. And then all of a sudden you get the Super Crush and you're all happy. No. You need a game that's so monotonous that it helps you poop. Now, one of you asked, Dr. Dahlia, why do these games on your phones help you poop? Because you're getting your mind off of what you're doing, like reading, etc. Okay, if people are thinking about going potty, their sympathetic system kicks in. But if you're thinking about something else, you have a chance for the parasympathetic system to kick in, therefore allowing you to poop. But that thinking about something else can't be something exciting. You know, like we got a lot of Inquirer and People Magazine, etc. And so if I see like Brad Pitt or something like that and Angelina Jolie, and you know, then I get kind of mad that Brad Pitt cheated on his wife and Angelina Jolie helped him do it and then whatever. Okay, I start getting mad, I can't potty. All right, but like Mark Wahlberg, good for him. He, I guess, ripped all actors a new one trying to compare their lives to being in the military in Afghanistan. And Mark Wahlberg went off, and I don't blame him. I agree with Mark Wahlberg on that one. So something like that would tick me off, seeing somebody try to compare themselves, who's an actor, right, sitting in a makeup chair to somebody in the military. So the problem is you got to be very careful what you read. But if you have something that is completely non-academic. Now, mind you, if you need to poop, a good Journal of the American Association or the New England Journal of Medicine, that may help. But you got to be careful. You do not want to fall asleep on the toilet. Now, I've done that, where what I'm reading is so boring that I fall asleep on the toilet and my kids bang on the door or the cat just opens the door because the cat can stand up on his hind legs and hit the handle. So, Chad, I wake up and I realize that I almost fell off the toilet half naked. So you got to be careful. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. From what we understand, there may be a turkey shortage. All right. Apparently, America's largest producer of Thanksgiving turkeys, Butterball, has announced a shortage of fresh birds. Many of us are clearing spaces for the fridge to have our turkey and our leftovers and all that, but Butterball said last week that it had fewer than usual fresh large turkeys because its poultry has had trouble gaining weight on some of the company's farms. Now, we have tons of the frozen large varieties. Apparently, East Coast grocery chain Big Y Foods, all right, they say their orders of fresh turkeys, 16 pounds and bigger, have been cut by 50%. They say we experienced a decline in weight gains on some of our farms because of limited availability of large, fresh turkeys. She added they did not know why their birds were more svelte than normal this year. Well, because we're not, I think there's all these restrictions on what to feed them and the hormones and all that other stuff. So the shortages, I guess, a huge concern. The company is headquartered in Garner, North Carolina. It produces around 20% of the country's turkeys, or more than 1 billion pounds a year, and 16 pounds is the average weight of birds served up on the Thanksgiving dinner table. A bird that size, they say, could feed a dinner party of 6 adults and 6 children. All right? Of course, Butterball, I don't think it has butter on it, but it's nice and big. And let me just say something. Thanksgiving gets a bad rap. Okay? A lot of people, they don't like Thanksgiving, right, because the colors are kind of brown, okay, and orange. Right? And between all the holiday festivities of Halloween and Christmas, people look at Thanksgiving as kind of not as exciting because in school you have to learn about the history with the Pilgrims, right, and all the other, you know, Plymouth Rock and all that other stuff. And so it's not as exciting as the commercialization of the Halloween holiday and the Christmas holiday. But, I mean, listen, there's history to Christmas and there's history to Halloween also. It's just it doesn't seem to get emphasized in school. And I think Thanksgiving also gets a bad rap because a lot of people go and spend the time with families. And even though part of the family likes being with the family, other family members don't like that part. And so sometimes I'm noticing, especially with my patients, that Thanksgiving is a very high time of stress. Okay? Some people enjoy the family time. They enjoy, I mean, I love giving thanks. I don't think we spend enough time in the year giving thanks, okay, for what we've done and making sure we help other people enjoy the holidays. So I think Thanksgiving is monumental for that. It's extremely important for that. All right. But I do understand. I understand what a lot of my patients are going through. Having to travel to be with the in-laws is stressful. It's expensive. It's stressful. Right? And if they're not really having that good a time, you know, I get that. You know, I mean, if you ask the average person, what do they really want to do for Thanksgiving? They want to eat the turkey and kick back and watch some football. Right? And just, you know, everybody just kind of relax and, you know, talk about, I mean, even with my family, I love my family to death, but with our family, somebody always brings up subjects we don't really want to talk about. Okay? And so a lot of people prefer spending Thanksgiving with friends. I get that. But remember, we need time with family. Okay? You may not like your family. You may not get along with the family. But this is the time to do it. And it's very easy to handle that. We're going to be talking about that later in the week. I mean, how to set aside boundaries so you don't dislike Thanksgiving. Okay? For those of you that hate traveling to the family, because Thanksgiving is one of the worst weekends to travel, okay? You know, there's always delays, there's always, you know, et cetera. Well, then, fine. Why don't you guys celebrate Thanksgiving the weekend before? Or maybe fly out on Thanksgiving Day and do your Thanksgiving dinner on Friday. There are ways to reduce the stress. Thanksgiving Day may be a much easier travel day than trying to shoot out the Wednesday before. Just a thought, okay? Then, all right, if you don't think you're going to tick anybody off, we could bring up certain subjects, okay? Now, whenever my family gets together, somebody always brings up the dead. Now, that's not a problem. I think it's very important to mourn the loss. But then you have individual people crying, et cetera, and it really puts a damper on the mood, okay? So you may want to set some standards. We'll talk about all who had died maybe after, okay? You know, or maybe before dessert, we'll have a moment of silence for all our loved ones. Maybe we'll go around telling our best grandpa story. Okay, do that and then move on. But set a certain time limit, okay? Now, many families disagree with politics, have a no politics rule, okay? Say, guys, we're about to cut the turkey. We're going to say grace. We're going to give thanks. Okay, this is great, but Thanksgiving tonight, no politics. Can we all agree on that? No Obamacare, no Hillary Clinton coming into power, none of that we're going to talk about. Oh, well, come on, Hillary, shut up. None of that. Okay, we're just going to talk about what we're doing. Well, what I'm doing is I'm out of work because of Obamacare. No, don't go there, don't go there. Okay, you could talk about being out of work. And then pass the gravy or the ladle to somebody else, and then they get to talk. But set some rules up, okay? Thanksgiving does not have to be that stressful a day, okay? Now, same thing with costs. When we come back, we're going to talk about costs. We're also going to talk about your diet and how Thanksgiving doesn't necessarily have to screw up your diet. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really, really appreciate it. So the cost of Thanksgiving dinner, they say, is down from last year as the price of turkey has dropped. What's unfortunate, though, is the cost of travel is up. From what we understand, domestic airfare is up 9.5% from last year. So they say the average turkey dinner will cost $49.04, just 4 cents less than it did in 2012. So every penny does count, or 44 cents, I'm sorry, 44 cents less this year than it did in 2012. So that 44 cents you could use for gas, so you can maybe go to your neighbor's for Thanksgiving. I think the best Thanksgiving is where everybody brings something, you know? Although the person that hosts, they really get it because somebody's like, oh, I don't like beer. Do you have any Crown? right, or Patron, and then you have to start going to, oh, well, I'd rather have that. So, you know, whenever you host, you got to make sure you got all the expensive alcohol, right? I always have to hide the Grey Goose, right, because somebody's into the Grey Goose. All right, but that's okay, that's okay. All right, so $49.04 on average, okay, to feed a family. And we've talked about Thanksgiving and how to kind of do it inexpensively, right? You got the bird, okay? You got the, you got the mashed potatoes, okay? If you could have somebody bring the casserole, because I don't know how to make green bean casserole, have somebody bring the green bean casserole, that's great. Somebody can make the sweet potatoes and definitely throw some little marshmallows on there because I think that's so cute. You have little marshmallows on there. Right? Somebody making the cranberry sauce. It really doesn't have to be that extravagant, okay? And we talked about also the health of it. Turkey in and of itself that's not fried or deep beer basted like some of you do. I mean, not bad. You know, I like to marinate my turkey in French onion dip. Not French onion dip, I'm sorry, French onion soup. So I like to marinate my turkey in French onion soup, throw a little bit of wine on there, etc. Now, I got really mad because one time my sister was making it and she loathed it up in butter. See, I don't like to eat like that. I don't like to put a lot of butter on there. But I understand butter on the butterball turkey makes some sense. And not that you just have to get butterball turkey. I don't know any other brands, but I know there's tons of other brands on there. But, I mean, you could cook a turkey without it being that high in calories. Now, bread and rolls, I get that. You know, and adding the butter, the gravy, you can definitely add the calories to the gravy. Okay, but I mean, simple mashed potatoes. If you don't have them all buttered up, what if you do a baked potato? Okay, and maybe season it with some other seasonings rather than butter. There's a way to do Thanksgiving without... Now, the big reason why people gain a lot with Thanksgiving is because you're not allowed to eat all day until somebody says, okay, now we're ready to eat. So you go all day without eating, and then you just, pile up your plate. Okay, my recommendation is to have a little bit of a snack. And then eat a little of everything. I understand the whole idea of having a real big meal and then everybody burping and farting afterwards is fun. I get that. I used to giggle. I loved it when everybody farted after Thanksgiving. That was the best part of Thanksgiving. All right? But the problem is, you know, Thanksgiving doesn't have to be that high in calories. Okay? And then what's really nice about Thanksgiving is whatever money you spend, you could then basically have leftovers the next day. You could have turkey sandwich. You could have turkey salad sandwich. That's what we do. We make turkey salad sandwich, etc. So, I mean, whenever we do Thanksgiving, we always spend close to 100. And again, it's not because of the meat or the side dishes. It's because one kid doesn't eat turkey. So one kid doesn't eat turkey, so we feed him, chicken nuggets. Right. The other kid, he doesn't want the dark meat. He wants the white meat, but he wants sauteed spinach instead of green bean casserole. So I just have to get up the gumption to tell everybody to just shut the hell up and eat whatever I want. They say the Farm Bureau estimate budgets $2.18 for a dozen brown and served dinner rolls. Okay. But if you want to break out a recipe, you could actually cut almost a dollar off that price. This is very interesting. Okay. I guess. If you want organic turkey, you may not be able to find turkey for $1.36 a pound. So it's kind of interesting. There's all these little tips on how to make Thanksgiving dinner inexpensive. But, you know, the thing is get the credit for the hosting, okay? I mean, if you know how to cook a turkey, okay, just invite enough people where the one turkey will handle it. Don't forget to defrost for a long time before, and we'll talk about cooking times and all that on another day. But, you could just get some, you know, the drinks are kind of easy, okay? Get a bunch of waters, et cetera. The rolls are pretty cheap and easy. And then all those extra dishes and the pies and all that other stuff, have people bring. Have somebody bring wine, somebody bring pies or whatever. It's really doable, all right? But most of all, enjoy yourself. Now, the price of travel is scaring the hell out of us. I mean, travel is expensive, okay? One of the reasons why we had so much difficulty with the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise last year is we had a great group, but a lot of people could not afford the flight, okay? The cruise rate we got was awesome, but you had to fly to Seattle. Now, we were at a fundraiser, and the fundraiser was doing a live auction on a variety of things, and one was a trip to Hawaii. So we decided we would bid on that one because we really love donating. We have a donating budget each year. So we donated on this, and it didn't really go up in price a lot, so we got a killer deal. All right, but I didn't realize how much of a killer deal we got. It included two tickets to Hawaii and then a hotel room for a week. Not a fancy hotel room, but a place where you could set up shop and cook your breakfast. It's not bad. All right, the price for ticket now to go to Hawaii used to be $500-$600, which was ridiculous. Now $900 to $1,000 for coach per person. That is ridiculous. Airlines and flights are going so high because of fuel prices and because of the recession and because of unions and et cetera, that it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens this year with travel. Now, I haven't seen the numbers, but my guess is we're going to be seeing less travel if the road less traveled. If we are seeing that, and I mean, poor Hawaii. Think about Hawaii. I know a lot of you guys can't feel sorry for Hawaii because it's always considered the happiest state in America, right? Every time there's a survey, Hawaii always appears to be the happiest state. And then the unhappiest state seems to be someplace in the southern United States. But if it's going to cost $1,000 a head, coach, we're talking coach, buying your tickets 8 months in advance to go to Hawaii, you're going to have less tourism. When you have less tourism, less economy. Now, I live in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, I mean, our number one industry is tourism. Pretty scary when the recession hit. Even scarier when Obama said, look, you can't do your convention in Las Vegas. Oh, that really sucked. I don't know if you guys remember that. Right? He's talking about conventions where you can't go to Las Vegas for your convention. Doesn't he realize that going to Las Vegas is cheaper? Okay? The rooms are cheaper. Right. Where is it cheaper to do a conference? New York, Hawaii, Dallas, or Las Vegas, or New Orleans at peak season? No, it's cheaper to come to Vegas. We got the convention space there. I mean, it's cheaper. You don't have to take a lot of collecting flights anyway. Okay, so he goes and says that, and I'm not saying our recession got, you know, our recession tanked just because of that, but people thought that going to Vegas was considered to be extravagant. Actually, Vegas could be a pretty inexpensive vacation. You know, when we talk about vacations, how to do, you know, Europe, for $5 a day, right? I don't know how to do that. We've never been to Europe. If I could do it for $5 a day, I'd be there, because we're cheap in our family. We don't like to spend a lot of money. But, you know, Vegas used to be a lot cheaper because you could eat very inexpensively. I mean, nowadays the restaurants are New York prices or San Francisco prices. All right. But there are ways to enjoy yourself pretty nicely in Vegas. You got the resort, you got the hotel, you know, you have enough money to pay for a hotel room. You got all the amenities of the hotel. It's kind of nice. You know, rent a movie in your room, walk up and down the strip. You could do a vacation like that inexpensively. So what we're probably going to see if gas prices are dropping is you're going to see a lot of tourism where you could drive. But I think we're going to see flights go down. And again, that's going to embattle an already embattled airline industry. All right, when we come back, offering CPR kiosks, right, these public kiosks in malls, et cetera, saving lives. And should we be expanding CPR to over 30 minutes? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Can't you see I'm burning?
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, every now and then there's a study saying we're kind of giving CPR too short. And it was discussed a while back as to how long do you perform CPR? Do you perform it for 4 minutes? Do you perform it for 8 minutes, 10 minutes, etc.? And there's really no particular time frame we tell you to perform it. Hopefully you perform it until the person has a pulse again, right, and starts to breathe. Okay? And you perform CPR. There's a difference between performing first aid and CPR. But you perform cardiopulmonary resuscitation when they need to be both resuscitated cardiopulmonary-wise. Okay? If somebody is choking, then you perform the Heimlich and you try to maintain their airway. Okay? If somebody has a pulse, okay, but they just got knocked unconscious. Not unconscious, you're going to perform first aid, okay? You know, but you're not going to so much start beating on their chest because they already have a heart rate. So there's, you know, there's really a lot of gray areas and in between. But if somebody is really out asystole or only PEA, pulseless electrical activity, if you can't find a pulse, okay, all right, then, and you can't, obviously person's not breathing, you're going to initiate CPR. Now, we've talked about how to do that, right? You want to make sure that you clear an open space, make sure they're flat on the ground. If you suspect a head injury, you may not want to move the patient, okay? You may want to, again, calling 911. They will explain to you and tell you what to do. If they think you can move the patient to a supine position lying down, they'll tell you how to do it, all right? You immediately find the place in between the breasts. Nipple area, right, to put your palm, you interlock the other hand on top of the first hand, and you put downward straight pressure onto the chest for about an adult, about an inch and a half to 2 inches down, and you do it to the beat of either staying alive, staying alive, staying alive, you know that one, or another one bites dust, dun, 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 dun. Another one bites the dust. Okay, so you could do any of those songs, and that pretty much will keep you in tune. Now, we used to do, you had to do the 15 of the compressions and then two of the breaths. Of course, the breaths, you do the chin lift, head tilt, head tilt, chin lift, okay? You want to see if they're breathing. If they're not breathing, then you want to hold their nose, and then you want to provide a good suction on their mouth and give two rescue breaths. However, we have put that aside temporarily for those people who don't want to put their mouth on somebody else and that they're going, ooh, gross, or they're so busy trying to wipe off their mouth that nobody's giving heart compressions, that we say, you know what, then fine, just give the heart compressions. Hopefully there's enough oxygen in the blood to get to the brain. Just get that heart beating. It's more important right now. All right, because you just had a lot of people not want to go over because they didn't want to put their mouth on somebody else's. It's a shame, okay? I mean, it's almost impossible to get HIV that way unless, I mean, it's a bloody mouth and you have a bloody sore, all right? And, yeah, there are mouth guards, but nobody ever carries them. Then we say, okay, fine, if you don't want to put your mouth on theirs, at least give the chest compressions. Now, Japanese researchers are reporting that continuing CPR for a half hour or more may actually help victims survive with good brain function. The study found that even after 38 minutes of CPR, people could still recover and have good brain function. Now, these findings are scheduled for presentation this week at the American Heart Association's annual meeting in Dallas. Now, some people go, no. I mean, there's only so much you could do. Okay, I mean, you know, some people say, you know, look, 30 minutes, you know, I don't know why it would last longer. Other doctors are saying, well, no, you do it as long as you can until the paramedics arrive. Now, to arrive at the findings, the researchers looked at data of more than 280,000 people who had experienced cardiac arrest outside a hospital. When the patient's heart stopped, there had been at least one other person nearby. They narrowed that large group down to those whose hearts started beating on their own after resuscitation. Those are called return of spontaneous circulation. 32,000 of those 280,000 did, which is great. That means CPR was successful. When the researchers examined those patients 30 days after their cardiac arrest, they found that just more than 27% had good brain function. Those who had good brain function averaged 13 minutes from the moment their heart stopped until their heart started beating again on its own. Those with less favorable outcomes averaged almost 22 minutes of resuscitation. Some people even had favorable outcomes if the resuscitation had lasted over 38 minutes. But with each minute that passed when the heart wasn't beating, the odds of surviving without severe brain damage dropped by 5%. Okay, so you still saw people could live very healthy lives even beyond the 38 minutes. Okay, less of a chance of having good brain function, but still. Now, with us, when I was in training, okay, we, and again, let me just, again, urge you, you always call 911. Always call 911 because they could walk you through it if you forget any of the steps. If you can't call 911, you got to start initiating CPR if you're not in a place where you could get help. Okay? Very, very important. When we did CPR, until we got tired. All right? Or until the attending or the oldest resident called it. And what was kind of news to me was I was in pretty good shape. I was pretty athletic. I worked out regularly, but I don't have a lot of upper arm strength. I can't tell you how fatigued I got after a couple minutes of chest compressions. I really urge you guys to practice on a dummy or doll and see how far you could go. Because what was so crucial is my being able to take turns. And I mean, even these big, burly guys needed a break. You know, I'm like looking at this going, are you kidding? He's a big, burly guy, and he needs to take a break from CPR for this little girl to hop up and whatever. But, yeah, it is exhausting. And so, unfortunately, I think a lot of people that need to undergo CPR, the only person nearby doesn't have the strength. I mean, and imagine if you guys are winded or you know, you're in a battle or you're hiking somewhere and you got lost. I mean, it definitely is an eye-opener. And you don't want the person around you to be too tired to give CPR. Okay? Now, maybe we may see a going back to the 15 beats, two breaths, not because they think the breaths are so life-saving, but because it gives you a chance to rest up from the chest compressions. So it's going to be very interesting because usually you do, you know, they're telling you to do 30 chest compressions or just do chest compressions, okay, if you don't want to do the breaths. But for a lot of people, they fatigue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, they are checking out what to do if we could offer CPR training in these public kiosks. Apparently, a study presented at the American Heart Association Resuscitation Science Symposium in Dallas, Texas, researchers analyzed the effectiveness of a hands-only CPR training kiosk in the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Hands-only CPR does not require the mouth-to-mouth, of course. Okay, so it's less intimidating. Researchers from the University of Arizona recruited 100 people with no CPR experience, asking half of the group to participate in a training session. The other half did nothing. In the kiosk, participants were taken through a brief introduction on the steps of hand-only CPR. They used a dummy, did a 30-second CPR test. The kiosk then provided a measurement of how well each person performed CPR based on the depth and rate of the compressions and where the person's hands were placed on the dummy. After the training, they took participants to a private area and were asked to react to the sudden collapse of an individual, which was, of course, simulated with a mannequin. Overall, the patients who did the CPR training were more likely to call 911, start the chest compression sooner, and have an increased chest compression rate than the other people who did nothing. So even just a little baby review, if we could do this for free, is life-saving. Why the hell aren't we having CPR mandated in schools where these kids learn, even these young kids? You know how many parents have are alive today because their four-year-old knew how to call 911? Why aren't we teaching these kids on a regular basis where they know CPR like the back of their hand? Why not? So that's what I urge, but way to go. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100-by-100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70-by-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.